In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
This particular gospel reading, or a variation of it from Matthew or Mark, is read on three different Sundays throughout the year. And with these, either the Gadarene or the Gergesene demoniacs. And I'd like to draw your attention to something about the scriptures, and you might have noticed this. Most of everything that is recorded in the scriptures is fairly dramatic. If you think about it, I mean, when you're writing a narrative, when you're writing the life of Christ, and what sticks out in your mind, it's the healings. It's the major teachings that Jesus gave. And this certainly, this demoniac, which would have been an extraordinary encounter for the apostles and for anybody who was driven into the tombs and caves where they kept the dead, and who had superhuman strength and was naked, would be a very memorable event for the apostles in Jesus' ministry. And in our culture, we like to celebrate the dramatic. Think about it. Well, yesterday was Halloween, and I can think of some movies, particularly The Exorcist and The Exorcism of Emily Rose, or other movies where the dramatization of demonic possession is loud and big and scary and with head spinning. And with everything unimaginable, and again, the word being dramatic. And part of us likes that drama. We like it because it paints an obvious picture. The obvious picture today's gospel paint is that this man was demonized, that Jesus is God, he has the power to cast out these demons. And then all the fathers will tell us that the herd of swine that is run into the sea and drowning is precisely what the demons would do to every one of us if God were not in control of the universe. So there's teachings about God and his permissiveness. In other words, that sometimes when demons attack people, that they are permitted to attack people by God. And we see this in the book of Job. But this permission is not some cruel punishment or some idea that God is up there rejoicing and saying, yeah, go ahead and mess with so-and-so for fun. But rather that it is through sometimes the demons that our faith is tested. Because as I mentioned a while ago, we're in a military hospital. We're in training as Christians. And as Christians, our faith needs to be tested, in order that it become more solid and more grounded and more secure. So scripturally speaking, occasionally, God allows the demons to test us, and then, of course, removes them when need be. But more than that, the Christian teaching, or the Orthodox Christian teaching, in particular on demons, is typically much more subtle than today's gospel. So I was perusing the internet last night, reading various articles about this sort of topic, and I encounter a phrase where someone said, you don't want to write about Orthodox demonology, it's boring. All they talk about is the life of the heart and sin. Focus on the Catholic stuff, that's exciting stuff. And of course, that's what the movies do. And what did this person mean by that? Well, again, within our faith, the main focus in our spiritual life, if we're going to bring up the topic of demons, if we're going to talk about the principalities and powers and the darkness that operates on the other side against us and against our salvation, then most often we're not talking about drama. We're talking about subtle movements. We're talking about subtle movements within our hearts, within the air, within the culture. So this is the main focus would be on our watchfulness. that each one of us would somehow, in our prayer life, by the grace of God, and with our own efforts, come to know our own hearts, and to be able to be watchful as to what presents itself to both our intellectual brain, mind, and to our hearts, and to see and to test the spirits of everything that runs through the air and runs through our head and ultimately runs through the core of our being. And if we did this, then this subtle demonology is not, it may not be a dramatic manifestation with vomit and head spinning, but it is an intense battle that is going on around us. And the tricks that the tools that the demons use are things that we actually like. You see, if someone had a choice to be a dramatically demonized person like in today's gospel, or to be a subtly demonized person, most of us would choose to be subtly demonized. And we would choose that because it's not openly manifest, but further than that, because it's not openly manifest, we can also deny it. We can act like it's not going on. We can psychologize it if we like. For instance, in the subtle places of your heart, have you ever had a passion inflamed? Have you ever had a desire to hate someone? Have you ever had come to you a strong judgment? Have you ever been in a group of people who, as they gathered, came into strong judgment against another group of people? Have you ever been sitting there and all of a sudden had a flash of lust, of hatred, of greed, of envy? These things reside within our fallen human nature already. But from the outward provocation are often inflamed. They're often subtly reinforced. And I don't know about you, but some of us, myself included, like the inflammation. In other words, I like it when the devil flatters me, because it feels good. I like it when he encourages me to have another drink. I like it when he encourages me to do certain things because it gives me permission. And every time he gives me permission and I couple with him, I subtly reinforce my own passions. I subtly reinforce the demons that are in the air within my spiritual life that are always fighting against me. And I gradually give myself over to that. Now, that dramatic manifestation that we hear in today's gospel, this assumption within the gospel and within our theology, is that this man subtly and slowly gave himself over, step by step, walk by walk, act by act, that he gradually built up within himself not only sins and pride and anger and lust and greed and all of these things, but that eventually it became too much and it just overtook him. That he had accepted unwittingly a legion of demons within his heart. And so now you see why the focus goes away from the dramatic and goes towards something that is more day-to-day. You see, for us, day-to-day, demons are a reality. And the reality of it is all taken care of within the center of our watchfulness, in our ability to discern the spirit of our time, in our ability to assess and discern what is going on in our own spirit. And that means we have to be aware of our own passions, our own dispositions, our own desire that the devil would give us permission in certain areas of our life so that we could not only disobey the gospel, but manifest ourselves in opposite of that gospel. We know all the sins we've been taught through the Ten Commandments, through the Beatitudes. The life of the Spirit is actually intense. It is an intense focus of becoming watchful within our hearts so that we can see that we're led by our own rationality, which is led by the Spirit of God. What we don't want to is become base. We don't want to our rationality or our hearts to be led by the spirits of the air, by the demonic forces, because ultimately that leads to our destruction. It leads us away from God. It leads to despair, and it ultimately leads to what we see in today's gospel. May God bless us to somehow lay a hold of the principle of inner watchfulness, to come into a place to take the time to pray and be in our hearts, and to give us the discernment, especially in these upsetting and tumultuous times, to see what spirits are leading us and where they're leading us, so that we can test them and find rest and find healing and find transformation in the Spirit of God alone. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.